I think it's safe to say that we've all jumped to conclusions before. We are a prejudiced people, and it can get us into some sticky situations, some more serious than others. And that's the case as we study John chapter 7. There are groups of people passing judgment on Jesus and his claims. And the question for us is, can we rightly discern who Jesus is in comparison with who he claims to be? So who was Jesus? Well, Jesus was fully human. When a person looked at Jesus, he or she saw a normal-looking, run-of-the-mill Jewish man from Galilee. There was no halo around his head. He spoke with a Galilean accent. He didn't levitate from place to place. He walked just like everyone else. I don't think his skin was as silky smooth as we see in paintings. He sweated. He had cuts and bruises and calloused feet and hands. So from appearances only, he looked and felt and smelled and sounded just like any other man. Yet, he was making some outrageous claims about himself. In the Gospel of John alone, he has accepted the titles of the Lamb of God, the Messiah of God, the Son of God, the King of Israel, the Savior of the world, the prophet who has come into the world, that he holds the words of eternal life, and that he is the Holy One of God. He has claimed for himself to be the resurrection, the Son of Man, the unique Son of God, the light of the world, the Messiah, that he was equal with God the Father, that he claimed to be able to raise the dead, that judgment belonged to him, that he deserves honor just as the Father is honored, that he is the provider of eternal life, that he is the main and life-saving subject of all of Scripture, that he has the approval and seal of the Father, that he is the bread of life, that he has the power to raise people up and give them eternal life. He claimed to have seen God the Father and that he himself was the living bread. 26 claims that have been recorded for us about Jesus in just 6 chapters of John's Gospel. This doesn't include the many more claims that Jesus makes about himself in the other Gospels or the ones that come after John 6. Now, as a result of all of this, people are saying lots of different things about Jesus, but mainly rejecting Jesus and his claims. The great crowds of Galilee have rejected Jesus. The religious leaders have rejected Jesus. Even Jesus' own brothers have rejected his claims about himself. And you have to ask yourself, what would you think of a normal-looking man who spoke with the same vernacular and accent that you speak with, that dressed like you, went to your grade school, junior high, high school, and then all of a sudden started saying things like, "I have seen God the Father, and I am equal with the Father." So get this, if you're an unbeliever, I understand where you're coming from when you raise your eyebrows and wonder why we could follow a man who makes such claims. I get it. This seems like crazy talk here. But I want you to hear what C.S. Lewis once said. Quote, "I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus. I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God." That's the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic, on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He didn't intend to. If you are a believer, I want to ask that you would pray today for Tyler Brantley and his wife, our missionaries that are going to Argentina. And also remember the Elongo Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.